from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning, and how are you? Well, we're wrapping up July. Well, not quite. Last day will be tomorrow. Hope we kind of missed out on the total eclipse of the moon. Guess it was Friday afternoon. But we eclipsed anyway, even though we couldn't see the moon. So, hope you're doing okay. It's a brand new week. We have a fun week of radio shows planned for you here at OneRadioNetwork.com. So I hope you can come by from time to time, as you are right here this morning. Dr. Jane Orient's going to be here tomorrow. Pretty fascinating lady about the healthcare situation in the United States, and she's done some research that'll kind of make your head explode. On Thursday, Anne Louise Gittleman, and she's a good one. She's going to talk about metabolism and the cells and stuff, and we have some other people getting lined up for tomorrow and also for Thursday, but so it goes. Here's our phone number if you care to join us. It is 888-663-6386, 888-663-6386. Email is patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Next hour, we'll be talking about William Caldwalder's latest book called Exposed, The Electronic Sickening of America and How to Protect Yourself. All about those EMFs. Knows a lot about, he's really a well-researched fellow on this subject. We've done quite a few shows of late on it with Professor Paul, who was a pretty stirring interview about how these electromagnetic fields affect the cells in the body and the calcium interchange and the whole thing. It was quite mind-expanding there. And then Dave Stetzer was here last week, and he's a good one. We explain more about the what they call stray voltage, or not really stray. It's done by choice, where the electric company sends back the electricity through the earth back to the power station because they don't want to put up bigger lines, and then the dirty electricity in the house. So that's pretty interesting. So tomorrow, later on today, we'll kind of add to that information. I'm not sure how they run electricity in pyramids, but we'll probably find out. We're going to go to St. Petersburg, Russia, and talk with Valery Uvarov, that's the way to say it in Russian, Uvarov, Valery Uvarov, and he is a member of the Russian Geographic Society. He's written several books. I'll give you the titles of those: on ufology, it's the study of Egypt, esoterica in Russian and foreign press, initiator and participate in a number of expeditions to India, Egypt, Mexico, Cambodia, Indonesia, China, and other countries in search of material evidence of ancient knowledge. He's a regular participant of international conferences, lectures, and seminars in Britain, Germany, and Finland, Australia, Sweden. His website is newpyramids.ru.com, and one of his books is called, well, we'll get to the books here. Well, The Wands of Horus, And it's got some stuff to do about cancer and things like that. And the lady, Uvarov, is on the line right now. So do I sound anywhere close to Russian here, saying your name?
Valery Uvarov, my name. Hello, my friend. Hello, America. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, Valery Uvarov.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uvarov, yeah. So have you lived in Russia your whole life?
Yes, actually, I was born here. But I have a lot of friends in America, very close friends, and I miss them very much. I haven't been there for a pretty long time, but I'm thinking about them. I'm thinking about America. I love America very deeply, so I hope that once I'll be there again. Mm-hmm. But at least it's a very good chance to talk to you now, and people will hear our conversation. Maybe my friends will hear us also. That's why I'm sending hello, a very heartful hello to them and to America.
Well, hello to everybody there in Russia. Boy, Russia is in the news a lot in this country, so we don't know a lot about the real story, but we sure hear that name a lot, sure hear it a lot these days. Well, can I call you Valery? Is it okay, Valery?
Yeah, right. Valery? Yes, sure.
Yeah. So just off the top here, I thought I would ask, can we take the premise to start off with that there's one source of real energy or power in the universe? Could we agree on an idea that could be called divine spirit or chi or prana or a part of God that kind of runs everything? Can you be okay with that idea?
For sure. Within the history, people of different civilizations, they call it power by a different way.
Yeah.
China call it chi. For example, Egyptian priests, they call it Merkaba.
Merkaba, huh.
Yeah, Merkaba, because unfortunately, in the Western countries, this word is translated in the wrong way. Because actually this word consists of three parts. Merka and Ba. Mer, it means huge, great movement. Ka and Ba. Ka and Ba in Egyptian tradition is what we know from Eastern tradition is yin and yang.
Oh, yin and yang. Ka and Ba.
Yeah. So, great movement of yin and yang, this is Merkaba. But if we will translate it from ancient Egyptian language, let's say directly into English language, it is Merkaba means galaxy.
Oh, galaxy.
Yes, galaxy. And in the middle of the galaxy, there is a source of this divine energy, which science calls today black hole. But in reality, it's not a black hole. It's something different. This is the source of all energies which are supporting, stimulating life, consciousness, whatever.
Yeah. So we could, for lack of a better term, we just call it God, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then I guess it's also been called prana, right? Prana, chi. Hey, what is a Taoist? Is it the way? Maybe the way? The way. And then in this country, I sometimes call it divine spirit, which is the term that I use. Or in more Christian, they call it Holy Spirit. But it's what provides the power for everything in physical reality, is it not?
For human being, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so if we take the idea of a pyramid, talk to us about how the pyramid interacts with this divine spirit to have this shape be powerful. Do we know how it works?
Everything on one hand is very simple.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it shows up the fact that ancient builders and ancient priests, they were very, very wise and clever people. They were watching the world, but on the other hand, ancient texts are very clearly say that all knowledge which have been received, for example, by ancient Egyptians, they have got it directly from the hands of the gods, who who were visiting the planet Earth and talking to the people with on one and the same language. So, and it means that this knowledge has an extraterrestrial origin. And it makes a very serious substance for us. It means we need to take it very, very seriously. First of all,
extraterrestrial would mean other than earthly, correct?
Well, if you look very close to the text, very closely and attentively, those who was sharing knowledge with us, they were not from far situated outer space civilization. No, they were from Mars and Maldek.
Okay.
And this is the reason why the technology which actually have been given to people, they even not needed any adaptation, because genetically those who lived on Mars, they had the same genetic as we are.
Yeah.
That's why when the knowledge have been given to people, they explained that one of the main principle in the universe, there is a principle of so-called anthropic similarity. It means if you want to understand how a universe is working, you need to see or to have a look how a human organism is working. So pyramid, actually. This is projection of a human body.
Mm-hmm.
If you sit in a lotus position, and then you will see that the human body forms kind of the pyramid. So a pyramid has a very special way of calculation. When you take, for example, a cube and divide it from top to down on seven parts and then another seven parts, so-called Merkaba, and then you put a human body inside, and take an account the distance between chakras, then you will clearly see that the pyramid is the projection of a human body and the human chakras. This is the reason why the ancient text says that a pyramid, being made of stone, at the same time is using the same energetical mechanism as the universe. So Merkaba is embodied into the pyramid, and human body is embodied also in the pyramid. I mean construction of the human body. And this is exactly the approach which gives unbelievable results. The construction made of stone starts to act as the living creature, emitting energy.
Emitting energy. So
yes,
it's multiplying divine spirit, making it more available to humans?
No, I would say like this. A pyramid, kind of a transformer. This is a transformer. It's kind of interpreter. Of the energy which is around us, the whole universe, the galaxy, this is the vortex of energy.
Yeah.
But this energy should be transformed into the range acceptable by a human organism. How we can do it? And the ancient wisdom says, build a structure in the form of the pyramid so that this form would contain the principles of the human construction of the human body and the universe, then this pyramid will interpret, would transform the energy so that immune system would accept it and will affect a human organism very deeply on a positive way. And immune system, again, I'd like to explain it, immune system will accept this very strong influence. This is the principle.
So the immune system can be leveraged upwards. But of course, divine spirit can work on the immune system without a pyramid as well. Otherwise, we would all be dying.
On one hand, yes. But on the other hand, this is the reason, let's say, why not all people, being the small cell of the God, when God is inside of us,
yeah,
not too many people can say that I hear the God. Okay? The voice of the God.
Yeah.
But ancient text says that if you would use the interpreter, let's call the pyramid like transformer or interpreter, if you would build the pyramid in a proper way and you would go inside, then you will hear the voice of the God inside of you.
Yeah. So it's a way to... a physical tool that would help souls to understand that they have this within themselves to be able to hear the sound of God.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah. The sound. But if you read very, very deeply the meaning of this word, it means vibration. Sound is vibration.
Yes.
So everything around us is vibration. And all this world is vibrating on the different levels, in a very wide range of vibration. But what we need to filter out only those vibrations which are closely connected with the human consciousness and human body. It's like a tuner. If you want, for example, you have a tuner, which can be tuned on many, many different radio stations. But if you would like to hear, for example, the Voice of America, you need to tune this device and you hear the Voice of America. Or you retune it and you can hear the voice of, for example, of Moscow.
Yes.
The same with the pyramid. If you want to tune yourself exactly on the channel which is connecting human being directly to the God, you need to use a tuner. Pyramid is a tuner.
Oh.
This is the reason why pyramid, for example, in Egypt, there are more than hundreds of different pyramids. And all of that pyramids are different in sizes and proportions. Why? Because they have been tuned on different pharaohs and different people.
Ah. For the,
yes.
For the engineer, then, the soul that kind of designed it, correlating with his state of consciousness.
First of all, you need to take into account your so-called your biological passport, because each human being has its own individual personal vibration. How this vibration is manifesting itself? On one hand, it manifests itself on what you call as a God spirit, sacred spirit, whatever, okay? But at the same time, a human body has something what we can understand or we can call antenna, which is emitting and receiving the signal. This antenna is a spine, the length of the spine. So if you take into account the length of the spine and then a little bit manipulate with this parameter, you can get the height of the pyramid. So each individual pharaoh in ancient Egypt having a different, you know, size, being a different tall, different personal vibration, they built a pyramid with the help of these personal parameters, personal vibrational passport.
That's fascinating.
This is the reason why all pyramids are different.
Yeah. Wow, that's fascinating.
And if you build the pyramid like this, this particular stone structure became a stargate for you.
Stargate, and what does that mean? Oh, just to open more readily to divine spirit. Called a stargate.
It opens the door to the God.
Mm-hmm.
And here, this is just the first step, because when you build a pyramid in a proper way, and you take into account your biological, personal, individual vibration and the length of the spine, and then you build the pyramid according to the parameters, the pyramid become a stargate, a special your energy. It's like a connection, direct connection, a very short corridor between God's spirit and you appears. And when this God's spirit, God energy starts to affect your biological body, your body starts to react on this energy. And this is the beginning of a quite new world, quite new science, because at this particular moment, people start to see themselves who they are in reality. They start to see themselves as they never saw themselves before. This is absolutely amazing story, I tell you.
So it's helpful for souls that go in the pyramid that began to see that their connection as being a spark of God themselves. More
yes.
God-men.
Yes.
More
yes.
God-men. Human.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Human, I think human is actually translates to God-mind or God-man. Human.
Oh.
Because Hugh, in my understanding, is H-U was the original word. In the beginning was the word was Hugh. But that's just from my experience. Okay, stay right there. This is cool. This is fun stuff. If you can, I want to join us. We have a real expert, and you can tell this fellow's really thought about this. This gentleman, not fellow, gentleman, Valery Uverov, and he is in St. Petersburg, not Florida, but Russia, where it's 80 degrees. We checked out the temperature, 80 degrees Fahrenheit there. And his website, let me give you the website here, is newpyramids.ru.com. Doing a project where there's building a bunch of pyramids, and we'll talk about that and what this information means for you listening. And you can join the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I believe that in the right circumstances, the right karma dharma, and if our depends on how much we want to do it, and all the rest of it, that we can keep these bodies as long as we want. That's just my current belief. And we'll see how that works. Just for fun, I'm experimenting, and we'll see. But anyway, so I what I do find is as I move along with more revolutions around the sun, one thing's for certain, that spirit kind of directs my body, and it's changing because of my state of consciousness, that there's certain things that when I put in my body, it doesn't kind of work anymore like it used to. And you know, it's almost counterintuitive because you think, oh my goodness, come on, if I'm really getting stronger and soul is creating the body, because I believe the body is a thought form, then we should be able to eat pretty much nails and it would work. And I often thought that, but it's not seemed to be happening for me. And so I'm not sure exactly. Maybe it goes around the other way and does a whole cycle, and then you come back and you could eat Cheetos and it wouldn't bother you, or Doritos or something. I'm not sure. This is a work in progress. Where I'm getting at is that just for the last month or so, my little tummy's been doing a lot of changes, all for the better, using Living Streams and some other things. But I find that I have to be real careful right now, especially in the morning of what I can take and what I'll, what it'll like, and what I'll, because I like it to feel just right, nice and quiet. So this morning I actually had some coconut milk with a couple little things in there, and it was just like, after about 10 minutes, nope, I don't want that. Isn't that interesting? I mean, what's wrong, coconut milk, right? So what I do in that situation, if I want to just get it back to ground zero or balance, is take a big, nice, big glass of, maybe 2 or 3 ounces of this pure, fresh, frozen aloe, which I always have in my fridge. And, oh my goodness, you drink that, and within 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, the whole system, the stomach and everything, just goes, and if you were feeling any kind of thing in there, for me, nothing. Right now, it's quiet as a mouse down there. This is a pretty amazing product. If you go on the front page of One Radio Network, you can scroll down and you'll see it. and you can order minimum 2 1/2 gallons. They take the aloe, they fillet it, they put it in a container, they freeze it. There is no potassium sorbate, there's no pasteurization, there's nada, except pure aloe. And if you can just Google the benefits of aloe vera sometime and check out and go to website after website and see some of the magical things going in there. Ken Rolla, who introduced me to Valeri, suggests that Ormus is a chief component in aloe. So it's kind of a space age, Ormus is a pretty magical substance to get more Ormus in your body. So if you'd like to get some, just click an order on the front page. They'll send you a little tube of some really great aloe cream. It is Stockton Aloe 1. You could order today. Order today or tomorrow, and it'll get shipped out today or tomorrow. After Wednesday, it'll have to wait till next week because they don't want it to sit out because it comes in very packaged very nicely. It's a great product. I highly recommend it. Stockton Aloe 1, OneRadioNetwork.com. Talk about EMFs next hour. Listen to this. Previously, we were talking with Brandon about the Blue Shield EMF device, and he says it goes out 90 yards in all directions.
It's an omnidirectional field that, if you think about a huge sphere that's expanding, that's essentially what the waveform pattern looks like.
Oh, that's cool. So it's putting frequencies into the body, and then how does that work in relation to electromagnetic field that's coming in the walls and the windows through a cell phone tower down the street?
Yeah, so the cell repeaters and Wi-Fi and all this electromagnetic radiation in the environment, people mistakenly think that this is somehow going to act like a shield and block the radiation and make it not appear on any kind of tri-field meter or any measuring device. And that's simply not the case. It's more of an energy medicine, so to speak, where it's stimulating the bodies at the cellular level to create a cellular response to make all the individual cells much stronger and more able to adapt to the EMF stressors. So that's number one on the physical or the somatic level, where the body is experiencing a decrease in stress from electromagnetic fields.
If you're interested, you can click on the Blue Shield ad on the front page of One Radio Network. Use promo code One Radio, or also contact Brandon through his website there when you click, and he'll give you more information. Front page, Blue Shield EMF protection device on OneRadioNetwork.com. Remember, we have our Rebounder sale going on sale right now. On sale right now. If you'd like to get a half fold, email me for $2.99, Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to get a quarter fold, the ultimate, go to reboundair.com, look at that, the ultimate, and just click an order away as you are right now, right on the website. For $3.39, we'll send you the ultimate. We're talking with Valeri Uvarov, and he is in St. Petersburg, Russia. I'm sorry, for some reason I lost the other book. Valeri, it's Wands of Horus is one book. What's the other one?
Pyramids, The Legacy of the Gods.
Pyramids, the Legacy of the Gods.
Of the Gods.
Yeah. So we've heard for many years, Valeri, that when people originally found these pyramids in Egypt, I guess they were first discovered long ago, that they found honey and different foodstuffs that never have spoiled over like 1,000 years. And is that true?
Yes, because pyramid has a very, very interesting effect on the human body. Huh. If you take the pyramid and divide it into three parts, the lower part is synchronizing the inner biological time. And if something is wrong in your organism, because any deviation from norm in your organism, this is disbalance of two main contrary flows of time in a human body, which is called yin-yang or baka. So a pyramid actually is balancing yin-yang or baka. Or in a simple way, let's say pyramid is balancing the speed of time in the human body. So, and in each section of the pyramid, we get a very special harmonizing, stabilizing effect on the speed of the time in our cells, in our organs, in our organism. And this is the key moment for understanding how pyramid actually is working. What is the real mechanism?
So the bottom part is yang, yang?
Actually, when you go, for example, on the first floor, pyramid is speeding up the inner biological time up to normal for individual organism. In the middle of the pyramid, in the central part, pyramid is stabilizing time, slowing down up to normal, predescribed by your organism, actually by God. But in the third upper part, all these two main types are interacting with each other, influencing the consciousness of the human being. Yeah.
So the third top part could be more towards the third eye if we were sitting?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because if you put a human being sitting in the lotus position into the pyramid, then you will see that our pineal gland is exactly in the third upper part of the pyramid where the third eye is situated.
Oh, how cool. I want one.
So let's build that.
I want one. Yeah. That's so cool. And there must be something to the whole, you know, if you just take one side, the lady of the pyramid and the triangle, you know, the classic idea, there must be some connection too with the Trinity, right? And Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and Shiva, and whatever, Shakti, whatever. You know, they're all in threes, right? And three is a very powerful number.
For sure. This is the main principle. If the principle of Trinity wouldn't exist, pyramid never worked. Never. It's impossible. Pyramid is working as the tool which is, let's say, putting together these two principles, and inside of this pyramid, these two principles starts to interact between each other. Then three main principles are active, how they work. So this is very simple, but very understandable explanation. Mm-hmm. What is the pyramid mechanism in reality? The principle of Trinity is the main principle.
And isn't it fascinating how it is incredibly simple on one hand and very esoteric, you know, on the other hand, which I guess is what we call life.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Wow. So if one had the means to build a proper pyramid, say in their backyard, not to live in, but just to have it there, pretty maybe a good size one or whatever size, is there benefits to being just around them as well?
For sure. This is the reason why we have started to build a huge pyramid complex in Siberia, in the middle of Russia.
Siberia, wow.
Yes. We now are building there the whole city of the pyramids. We already built certain big pyramids. And the idea why, what for, we started this project to stimulate the creative abilities of the students and kids. Tomsk, the city where we started to build this complex of pyramids, this is the biggest campus, student campus in Russia. There are more than 200,000 of students there. So our main goal, our main purpose is create a special energetical environment to stimulate their creative abilities.
Oh, so are the 200,000 students, Valeri, are they in near the complex that you're building?
Yeah, because when you build a complex like this, like we are building now, this complex is, let's say, is energetically covering a very huge territory. Huge territory.
How big?
So, okay, I'll try to explain
how big. Just so we can visualize. Yeah.
Visualize if it's, let's say, maybe... it's a few thousands of hectares on one hand.
Wow, that's about an acre, hectare, similar to our acre?
Hectares, few thousands of hectares.
Yeah.
But in reality, the effect of the pyramid is as far as water goes, because we built a pyramid over the underground lake. This lake is bigger than Baikal Lake. But Baikal is actually, it's a sea, Baikal Sea. So, and this lake is spreading water all around Russia. And so the pyramid is affecting water, and this water is affecting the surrounding environment, a human being living around in this territory. So this is the way how pyramid is working, and this is the reason why always in ancient times pyramids have been built close to the water.
So it's affecting the energetics of the water, I would suspect, for the better, more positive. And this is the drinking water of many people then near Siberia?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Water, just like last very shortly, very important idea. Mm-hmm. Water is the best, perfect, universal transformer of the energy into the range acceptable by human organism.
Oh, because water is actually supple enough to it. It transfers energy or information?
Everything.
Transforms. Vibrates everything. Yeah.
Water is transforming, like transformator, and exactly into the range which a human organism understands, accepts, and actually accumulates. This is the key moment.
Wow. Could we have or purchase or build our own little pyramid and put our water inside there before we drink it?
It would be a very good idea.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Do people actually sell pyramids that are really kind of good ones for your home, like inside?
We made many years of investigation of the pyramids in Russian Academy of Science, different sizes, from small ones and big ones. Mm-hmm. And then we came to understanding that if you want to have a pyramid at home, like home office version of the pyramid.
Home office.
It should be pretty big. It's like maybe 1.7 meters high.
Oh.
And meter by meter wide. It must be pretty heavy, around 70 or 100 kilograms in weight. Mm-hmm. Then this pyramid has a very deep, strong, beneficial effect on surroundings and on the water for the first.
Oh, if you could put it near water or on the drinking water, something like that would work.
Yes. You can put on anything. Water, Coca-Cola, juice, tea, medicine, toothpaste, anything.
How big is a meter compared to yards? It's close to a yard, right?
1.7 meters.
Is one 1. yard? 1.7. Yeah, one
it's,
point.
It's like you are in height.
Oh, okay. So it's not as huge. I mean, you could put that baby.
No.
You could put that baby in your living room or dining room or something. It'd be cool.
Very easy.
What would you build it out of? What would you build it out of?
Well, we are producing these pyramids, and a lot of my friends and people already in Russia has just recently last year, the Hyundai and Opel company, they ordered for me the whole bunch of the pyramids for their shops and offices.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. And these pyramids are looking very beautiful. And they are very, very useful in our daily life.
But you don't ship those. That's too huge. I mean, that's a lot of 100 kilograms. That's 220 pounds, right?
Well, we are now planning to ship pyramids even to Australia. It's okay.
Really?
It takes just a couple of weeks, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Oh, man, I want one. Where can I get one? On your website?
Yeah, you can find it. And anyway, just send me a message and we will organize it for you, my friend.
Newpyramids.com, .ru.com. Yeah. This is so much fun. 888-663-6386. Email patrick at oneradionetwork.com for Valery Uvarov. And it's newpyramids.ru.com. It's got some great pictures. He's met and talked with a lot of cool people around the world that study this kind of stuff. You've seen it with Michael Tellinger, who's been on the show. Graham Hancock, who's a cool guy, some Russian astronauts, cosmonauts, as they're called, really fun, Michael Cremo. We've talked to Michael years ago. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, let's. Would you like to take a few emails, Valetti?
Why not?
Okay, why not? What is the best way to incorporate pyramids into daily life and in our home? This is from Valerie Dotson.
I would recommend it like this. First of all, build a pyramid for your kids if you have them. And this pyramid should be in their room where they sleep, where they play. And the kids, these kids will be always clever, much more, you know, much more, how to say, fast, you know, much more healthy than the other kids. We know it for sure because we made a lot of experiments with the pyramids, and I have pyramids at home, and I know for sure how it works. So, and then I would recommend to have the pyramids, for example, in your sleeping room where you sleep, so that pyramid would affect our body, our immune system within the night or during the night. So, and I put on different, as I told you before, different water, medicine, tea, whatever. It stands there. It charges by energy, and then I drink it, and I tell you, I feel much, much better myself. For example, I can go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I get at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I feel myself as if I was sleeping whole week.
Yeah, just 4 hours. Wow.
Yeah. So it's amazing. It's really amazing. It helps me so much.
Do you actually sleep in the pyramid, or is the pyramid just in your bedroom?
It's just in my bedroom.
How big of one?
I told you, it's less than 2 meters high.
Okay, I see. All right.
But if you put it in the room, it covers all your room.
Oh, yeah.
Completely all.
And what is the material?
The pyramid by itself is made of glass.
Huh.
But inside of it, there is a special energetical source. It's a device inside, no any electricity, nothing, but it's really interestingly works.
That's so cool. So it's glass is the...
Yeah. It's 8 millimeter glass with a quartz pyramidium, but it should be done precisely, special proportions, whatever, and it works very good.
Have you ever built one so you would sleep in it?
But then this pyramid should be big enough.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But I tell you that in the pyramid, we had a few projects, and you can see these projects. You can find them on my website, mm-hmm. where we built the pyramid, pretty big ones, which have been used at the office, home office building. So it means on the first floor there is an office, and the energy of this pyramid is affecting the human energy structure, stimulating activity, blood circulation of the brain, and people always feel themselves, you know, very energized. And it's almost impossible to sleep on the first floor because pyramid is energizing the human being. But if you go on the second floor, you will feel relaxation. And you will be sleeping there for a couple of hours, and at the same time feeling yourself as you were sleeping the whole night.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, we know it by our own experience.
Here's an email. Is your guest familiar with the work of Dr. Karim, K-A-R-I-M, and biogeometry?
For sure. I know what is biogeometry, for sure. But in our work, we also we are using this principle, but mostly I'm based on ancient Egyptian principles. We call it dynamic geometry.
Okay.
Because dynamic geometry, this is geometry which is taking into account all living, moving processes, any vibration. Even if you just take a pen and you made a line, or you put a square on the paper, right? This is a movement. So you needed, used a certain length of time to create this square, to write, to draw the square, and any trace, any building standing on the ground or any pyramid complex, this is, on one hand, is a trace of a certain energetical process. So it means we should take into account this principle of dynamic geometry, and then when you use it, pyramids or temples or just normal, ordinary buildings, which were built for our daily life, they start to work as the pyramid and emit the energy like a pyramid. Hmm. It's a quite a different story.
Are you building, and do people actually have built homes and live right in the pyramid?
I would say this is the, in general, it's a wrong idea to live in the pyramid.
Too much. Wrong idea. Too much. Huh?
Because you can sleep only on the in the middle of the pyramid, not on the first floor. First floor is very good for the office.
I see.
For any activity, for example, for classes, for sport, for any kind of activity where you need a very active, very clear brains, you know, you should use the first floor of the pyramid.
Because it's young.
Yeah, because it stimulates energetical activity.
Hmm.
But middle part and top part, the third part, it's for meditation. Top part of the pyramid is for, it's the best place to build a church, small church there, to talk with the God, to listen to his vibration. Yeah, this is perfect.
That's cool. Yeah, you could do, that'd be fun. You could do one, a big one in your backyard and maybe go up to the top and do your spiritual exercises and meditation, contemplation up there, right? That'd be cool.
Right. Yeah. That's perfect. This is absolutely right idea.
So do we know why these things kind of popped up in Egypt? Were these folks more evolved than other parts of the world, spiritually?
Main reason why the first complex of the pyramid have been built in spiral from the South Pole to the Northern Pole, it was the necessity for space communication. So this pyramid complex have been built as a system for interplanetary communication.
Whoa. So
yes.
They knew that there were other than earthly beings out there somehow, and this helped them to communicate with them, or?
Yes.
Helped?
Yes.
Wow.
But then a little bit later, they started to build a pyramid and pyramid complexes to talk with internal higher self, with internal God.
Hmm.
It's a little bit different type of the pyramid, but in general, this is also the pyramid.
Yeah. I wonder why some of these really benevolent, well-meaning, that want to help us, other than earthly beings, haven't just kind of shown up and, you know, land on the lawn of the Kremlin or the White House and say, hey, we're here. Can we help you out? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would be, if I was out there, I would do that, wouldn't you?
Okay, I like your question.
All right.
But this question is not fun, because if you go into YouTube and internet, and you will, let's say you enter the following words, pyramid-shaped object over Kremlin.
Okay.
And immediately you will see video how a huge pyramid, three-sided pyramid, is hovering exactly over Kremlin for 4 hours at night, almost at the end of 2009.
Really?
Yes.
It was a spacecraft that looked like a pyramid?
It was spacecraft looking like pure stone pyramid.
Wow.
Just go and dial and you will see.
No wonder Mr. Putin got reelected. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Let's say.
Okay.
Because what I can say, I'm living here in Russia.
Yeah.
And I know what's going on here for the last 65 years while I'm living here. And I have to confess, I'm not going to talk, to tell you or to persuade you, no, forget about it, that Putin will have been in contact with any extraterrestrials. No, I'm not going to tell anything about it. But what is real, that right after this day or this night, when this space pyramidal shaped object have been hovering over Kremlin, the politic and behavior of President Putin on the world scene had been changed dramatically.
How so?
Yes. How? Everything just dramatically.
He started to be a kinder, gentler, benevolent person?
He, you know, before he was, let's say he was not so, how to say in a proper way, not so, he was more listening, and he was trying to find the right way how to build a proper politics in the world, how to find the right way, right words to be in a proper connection with the world leaders all over the world. And America had a very serious influence on him. It was very serious. But right after that moment, Putin have been, let's say, a little bit as if he was changed.
He went out
on the scene and said, okay, now I'm going to talk. Listen what I'm going to talk. And now you see what's going on.
Yeah. I know that, you know, there's something, someone's enlightened in the Kremlin. I think isn't it true that Russia has a very strict kind of restrictions on genetically modified foods now?
Yes.
Wow.
It's forbidden by law.
Really? Now that's cool. That's pretty cool. We can't even get them labeled here.
Yeah. It's forbidden by law.
Yeah, forbidden, GMOs. Here's a good question. How would you measure or quantify the range of distance of influence the pyramid has?
Well, actually, there are a few very simple and understandable ways. You can use, for example, water, because water is very simple on one hand, but on the other hand, most complicated substance, which is detecting any even most weak influences. It means if the energetic influence from the pyramid actually exist, even on the smallest level, water will detect it. And water will show it by a few very simple chemical changes, and those people those scientists who are working with water, they know what kind of experiments can be done, and water immediately will show you these changes. And we have registered that really pyramids have an effect. But then you can use animals, for example. I can give you just one example how we did it. We took two groups of mice, control mice and experimental group. Control mice have been, in the laboratory and just waiting for the end of the experiments, but experimental group have been put into the pyramid for 2 weeks and then drank water from the pyramid. And after that, these experimental mice have been injected by very strong, deadly bacteria, which is called Salmonella typhimurium.
Oh, yeah, we know that one. Well, we know Salmonella. I don't know about the last part.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Salmonella, it's a very strong type of bacteria, which even by one cell, 100% killing the animal.
Mm-hmm.
And what is important that 60% of animals which have been poisoned by Salmonella stayed alive.
Really?
Yes. And scientists have been shocked because it is absolutely impossible. And then they increased the dose, not just deadly. They said that they made it 3 times more dead. 40% of animals stayed alive. And that could happen only in case that pyramid had a very beneficial immune-stimulating effect on their bodies. Nothing else. They drink just pyramidal water. They didn't use any medicals, nothing, just pyramids. And the same have been noticed when the mice have been poisoned by substances which are calling appearance of a cancer. So just shortly I can say that pyramid showed, and especially water exposed in the pyramid, a very vivid, very strong anti-cancer effect.
Fascinating. Here's another one. Before we go, I know we have our next guest on the line, William. I know you're on there. Stay right there. We're going to get to you in a second. Moments, not seconds, but moments, minutes. So hang right there, please, as we wrap this up. Thank you for your patience. Are there special properties of pyramids built in phi ratio proportions? Also, for the pyramids to be built in Siberia, do these follow this proportions of the Great Pyramids of Egypt?
No, there we'd used a different proportion.
Because?
Because we would like to tune it on the people, on the students, so that the pyramid would affect exactly those vibrations which, let's say, we call it carrying vibrations of the brain.
Okay.
It's I just can explain shortly that all human beings in the whole universe, we have one parameter, which is one and the same for whole human beings. This is the this special vibration through which we can communicate to each other, being on the different planets. And this vibration is only one chance to connect our brain to world informational field, like planetary informational field, galaxy informational field, universal informational field. So we need to empower this vibration, and then students being connected to this informational field starts to show unbelievable capacities.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I would suspect you're actually getting above the mind on some level and getting other than physical information. I mean,
yes.
Higher consciousness.
Yes.
If you will, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about electromagnetic fields here in a moment. I would be remiss if I wouldn't ask, do you think these pyramids nearby would help protect from these? Do we have any evidence research?
Everything is very easy. Take a cell phone, go inside of the pyramid, and cell phone doesn't work.
Oh, good.
It means inside of the pyramid, no negative electromagnetic influences. But we also noticed that pyramid field is affecting, transforming the electromagnetical waves, this vibration, into the range much more, let's say, like much more in a healthier range. It has not so deep negative effects.
Yes, yeah.
So pyramid can be used for these purposes, yeah. For sure.
Similar to Ken Rolla's golden pyramid that I have here. He uses a scalar and then the pyramid shape as well. So it just helps to make these waves more manageable for the body or more...
Yes, something like that. Yes.
Here's an interesting question from Carmen. Inclined beds at a 5-degree angle raised at the head is what I believe Egyptians used, And nowadays, inclined bed therapies also show some benefits. Can you explain a bit more about this, or are you familiar with this idea?
No, I do not familiar with this idea.
Oh, you've seen no evidence where the Egyptians used a 5-degree angle to raise the head of their bed?
Unfortunately, I do not clearly understand what you mean.
In other words, some people conjecture that if you raise the head of your bed, as the Egyptians allegedly did, it's a beneficial effect on the body, 5 degrees.
I tell you like this. What I have noticed, not only in Egyptian civilization, I noticed this very special approach in all civilization. They were always sleeping head to the north.
North? Really?
Yes. Yep.
That's different from the yogic perspective, which is east, right?
No, north.
In the yogic tradition? I thought it was more eastern. Maybe I may be wrong. Oh, north. I've never really heard the north idea to your head.
If you just look on the Cheops pyramid, all entrances of the pyramids are looking on north.
On the north. Huh. But no, yes, evidence that the beds were actually raised, the heads. That you have seen.
I'm sure. And I have found a lot of traces in the ancient texts that they were sleeping head to the north.
Head to the north, but not necessarily inclined.
No.
You've not seen that evidence? Yeah.
No.
How many,
just to the north.
How many pyramids have you been in your life?
In my life?
Yeah.
Well, I have visited a lot of pyramids. All Egypt, all China, all Mexico. I would say how many pyramids I have built already myself. I have built 14 big pyramids. 14 already, one,
huge
four.
Yeah.
And I have built already maybe a few hundreds of home office pyramids. Yeah.
Well, maybe we could help you promote the home office things. I'll contact you. Maybe we can work something out. Okay, we have a final email for you, and then we're going to go. Would you please ask, what effect does his pyramids, your guest's pyramids, have because of the unique materials than other pyramids made of gold, wood, stone, or may not have? Or do all pyramids have these properties despite the materials used?
Material plays a decisive role in the effect of the pyramid. This is the reason why in ancient times they used materials having a very special capacities. First of all, when we are building the pyramids now, we are using white quartz. It's in principle important, and the white quartz you can find even in Cheops pyramid.
White quartz.
Mm-hmm. Quartzite is important because quartz creates what we call piezoelectricity. And actually, pyramid is synchronizing the human energetical system, human body, with the vibration of the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
For this synchronization and stimulation, we need to empower a certain impulses sent by human endocrine system, sent by pineal gland. And this piezoelectricity, which is created by quartzite, is the perfect material to empower these impulses. On the other hand, they also uses materials which are speeding up or slowing down the inner biological time.
Hmm.
This is a very important, very interesting topic. But for this, we need a special time, special program.
Yeah, we'll do a whole show. So finally, though, I keep saying finally, but do you think some people conjecture that physical imbalances in the pineal gland, calcification or fluoride and these kinds of things, can affect soul's ability to come and go out of the body and get this information through the third eye? Isn't this more a spiritual equation and the really physical attributes of the pineal gland would not affect it? Or what is your opinion?
My opinion is that this is the reason why the pyramids have been built. Because on one hand, when you as we spoke before, if we balance the inner biological time, all this deviation from norms disappear within the few hours. And when we are talking about this out of body experiences, this is not the problem when you have no result, when you're still in the body, you have no possibility to get out of the body.
Right.
Most terrible result is when you get out of the body and you get into contact with the wrong entity. This wrong entity can be a Seth or even spirit of a devil. And in ancient texts, I found a lot of warnings about it. They were saying clear, don't do this if you don't know how it works. First of all, stimulate your immune system, synchronize your inner biological time, synchronize your vibrations of your body, inner biological time with the rhythms of the planet Earth, with the rhythms of the body of the Earth, then the Stargate will be opened and you will be able to talk directly to your higher self, to the God. Otherwise, you can make a wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's plenty of evidence in my experience, Valeri, that with the proper spiritual master teacher on the inner planes, working with you, that you can keep protect you, and that's for another show as well. But
yeah,
we'll talk about that. Well, this has been great fun. Thanks so much. Your website is newpyramids.ru.com, and Valeri Uverov is his name, and we will invite him back again because we have lots of activity, lots of great questions. Well, thanks for being here, and say hi to Mr. Putin if you see him at Starbucks, will you?
Thank you. And I also would like to send my heartfelt hello to America. We love you,
yeah.
America.
Well,
thank you.
We love you too. Thank you, sir. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Now we're going to move right along.